Our gospel today looks at two different ways to look at the world, two types of people, so to speak. We have three servants that are all given a gift by a master to be stewards of while he's gone, and they treat this very differently. The first two have one approach, and the third the other. That I like to think of them in terms of the phrases of persons of possibility and impossibility. That the first two are people of possibility. They're given these large gifts called talents, which originally talent was a measurement of wealth or of money, but that works well for us because it has now that broader connotation for us of not just wealth, but abilities, other opportunities that we may have. One given five great talents, one two talents in the gospel today. And that they both see the possibilities with them. They both invest them. They both gain fruit from them, doubling the investment, so to speak. The third, though, we could call maybe the person of impossibility. In receiving his talent, he thinks of all of the things that could go wrong. He thinks of all of the impossibilities, why he couldn't do this, why he couldn't do that, in these different ways. That we can probably think of people we know who may take that approach to life, that when they face a problem, they're able to identify all of the different reasons why it couldn't work, or why a solution is impossible, or why nothing could come together. Instead of seeing possibilities, they see impossibilities first. To be fair, I think we have to acknowledge that all of us have this voice to some extent. It's not just the problem of particular people, but of humanity, each one of us at times, that voice of impossibility. Which do we give emphasis to? I think we see in the gospel that God is a God of possibility, that God is a God who calls us to seek to look with that virtue of hope at the situation in front of us, who thinks of what is possible, what can be done, who dreams and imagines what would it be like for the gospel to really take root, to really transform me or my life or my family, to really change the way that I engage in the world, rather than think of all the reasons why we need to stay the way we are, why we need habits to be what they are, why we need priorities to be what they are, that we have this opportunity, this gift of talents to change. We think this week in the United States with Thanksgiving, of that idea of Thanksgiving, of being thankful for our gifts is another way that we seek to be good stewards of them and have that outlook of possibility. That in realizing and recognizing what we have received, we can be more confident or more generous in seeking the possibilities that it presents, rather than the emphasis on the opposite. In our first reading, the writer giving praise of a wife, giving praise of this person, that within families, how much it's needed for husbands and wives to think of Thanksgiving, for children with their parents, parents with their children, to keep those as the forefront. That in family life, again, which may be more present during these upcoming holiday season, get-togethers and different events, we come into our contact with our family who are very close with us, but also for that reason maybe can have even easier tensions that can develop histories, pasts, things like that. And that this witness of Thanksgiving there is very important to keep that emphasis of Thanksgiving in regards to the people in our life or in our family, to be able to keep that in mind to help temper maybe frustrations, resentments that we might have. These different ways then of keeping this idea of possibility, the possibility in regards to people and relationships also, to change and to grow and to be reconciled. That we enter then this week asking the Lord, not just what might we do in general or what might someone else do with the talents that's given to them, but looking at the opportunities that we will have, asking the Lord to inspire us about what is possible, what could happen when we enter into our days, when we enter into these days just here right in front of us now, with that spirit of hope, of confidence in what is possible with God.